You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's John and Gordy in the afternoon, 6 minutes past the hour. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jim Conway about vaccinations. He's a UW, he's from the pediatrics department, I believe.
I think he is.
Yeah, and we'll be delving into the issue of vaccinations and
the new rules for vaccinations.
Yeah.
And the fact that the flu vaccination does not work. No big deal. Don't take it. Yeah, whatever.
According to RFK Jr.
All the information out there is nothing but lies.
Yeah.
And now each and every state is putting their own standards in place,
yeah,
hoping that the insurance companies pick up on those standards,
sure,
and continue to cover the costs of those vaccinations for young children.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're protecting the children, all right.
Yeah.
Truly an amazing thing. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how can you play games with this particular part of our country?
Yeah.
Public health is not something that you just, you know, I don't know, have fun with. Depending on your point of view, your personality, issues you have with vaccinations.
Mm.
Oh, they hurt. Is that it? Maybe you should stop them that way.
Yeah.
It's insane, and we just can't have this kind of stuff happening here.
Well, we'll talk to Dr. Jim Conway tomorrow. And ask him all his opinions,
yeah,
on all of that,
yeah,
and public health.
All right, let's get to something that is taking place today, this afternoon. And it is Attorney General Keith Ellison is spouting off in Minnesota. I'm sure,
right,
that this will probably bring out even more soldiers and ICE agents and maybe even the Marines again this time.
Sure. So send in the troops.
Yeah, yeah, send in the troops.
Yeah, that news conference is going on right now in Minneapolis, and Attorney General Keith Ellison from Minnesota.
All right, let's play cut 184 first.
Mm-hmm.
This is the essence of what he's talking about.
The deployment of thousands of armed mass DHS agents to Minnesota has done our state serious harm. This is, in essence, a federal invasion of the Twin Cities and Minnesota, and it must stop.
There you go.
Yeah, and they want to investigate the shooting, of course, of Renee Good, and they're being blocked by the feds in doing that.
I think just, you know, having a federal invasion of a state is something that you haven't really seen lately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get to a longer cut. This is cut 183, and he had more to say. Listen.
Because these poorly trained, aggressive, and armed agents of the federal state have terrorized Minnesota with widespread unlawful conduct. They're making unconstitutional arrests and using excessive force. DHS agents have barged into restaurants asking to access secure areas. Mm-hmm. And when asked to present a warrant, which is required by law, they respond, "We don't need one." DHS agents have arrested peaceful bystanders. They have fired chemical irritants at people obeying lawful orders while exercising their First Amendment rights. They have even done so at some of our most sensitive places, like Roosevelt High School here in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
They have detained law-abiding citizens, leaving them handcuffed for hours just because of the color of their skin, or what they're wearing, or they speak English with an accent. And on January 7th, 2026, a DHS agent shot and killed Renee Nicole Good, leaving her children without a mother and her six-year-old son without either parent. This has to stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much that's it. You went on for much longer.
Yeah,
I think he's still on.
It's still on. It's live. Again, that's Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison.
Yeah, they're ushering up the mayor now of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. We'll continue to monitor that.
It's crazy. You know, I love that town, Minneapolis.
It's a beautiful city.
It's a great town.
Twin Cities.
I was at a tiki bar. I think it was in Minneapolis. It's hard to tell whether it's St. Paul or... I'm never quite sure where I am. There's a freeway system that kind of divides the towns up.
Okay. Yes. Right? I've only been through there, you know, a few times.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, the Stinky Bar was on the river, on some river. I don't know what river.
Well, it was
the most elaborate tiki bar I'd ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
It was really just over the top, and it was just fun as heck. Oh man, you know, I was there alone because I was with the Census Bureau, so I'm up there traveling around taking surveys.
Yeah,
so I didn't have anybody with me to share this incredible place with me.
Yeah,
I forgot what the name of it is. If anybody's been up in Minneapolis or St. Paul, and you've been to the Tiki Bar, just let me know what the name of that place is. It's famous up there, actually. So. Have to check that out sometime. Anyway,
We got a text in here from Mark from Prairie du Sac. So how many of the ICE agents are trained auditors to look into the fraud alleged to have been committed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
good question.
Also the AG, what about the stolen $9 billion? He's got...
All right.
You know, that's a really...
No, they just wrapped up that news conference.
It's really not kind of his job.
Yeah.
You know, as much as the MAGAs would like to complain about this, what happened has been discovered by the state government. They've investigated. They've prosecuted a whole bunch of people. They made them accountable, 80 out of 90 people. They are watching the daycare centers, the learning centers. They're watching them all. They have minor violations, which is the reason why they're watching them. But again, they have people coming out. The MAGAs have people coming out saying that they did more investigating. They found more fraud, more people cheating.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people cheating. Okay. It's just an amazing... It just keeps getting worse and worse. They really know how to pile on, but it's all, you know, just BS. That's it.
Okay.
All right.
855-752.
Gotten that off my chest. I feel better now. I really needed to say that initially.
855-752-4842. Phone lines are open if you want to get in. Now's a good time.
All right. Now, we were talking about...
You all right? You want to take a... Would you like a lozenge? How about a drink of water?
You do have those... have those lozenges.
I do have.
You always have them. Have them.
The one time that I say that, hang on a second. Yeah, do you need a Heimlich
I've got a coffee.
You all right? You gonna do? Mm. You gonna be okay?
This is why you should get the flu vaccine, kids.
That's right. Get the flu vaccine. Yeah.
I do have a tickle in my throat. I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but all right. Here's something I think somebody posted. I thought was interesting. Every president before Trump deported way more people than him, and there was none of this. This is an authoritarian takeover. And
they're Hall's cherry lozenges, if you want one.
That's very nice of you. do have those handy, don't you?
Just in case, yes.
Yeah. I love the cherry.
Oh,
I'm tempted
really
just to take one because they're cherry.
I prefer the orange ones, but... They have apple flavored now too.
Do you have? Are these cherry? Are they sugar free or?
I don't think so. I think they. Let me check.
It doesn't matter. They're small. It's not like I'm downing tablespoons of sugar. Anyway, the authoritarian takeover and Donald Trump is at war with the American people. If you can put the two comments together that I was reading there, and I took a little break looking at the cherry lozenges.
Sorry
about that.
Hey, you want to start over?
Can we just go to the very beginning of the show, Aaron? No, that's okay. That's cool.
Okay.
All right. Let's. Breaking news: Minnesota sues Trump administration to block surge of federal immigrants. Immigration agents.
Okay.
There you go. It's on
They're
my watch.
Suing. Okay.
I was just looking at my watch quick.
We can go to the phones here.
All right.
Keto is on the line from Madison with a question or a comment. Keto, go ahead. Do we have Keto?
See, it helps having a watch with information on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I apologize. All right. We
have
lost
a smart
that call.
Watch.
Okay.
Mister.
Okay.
You should get a smart watch. I'm getting AI glasses. My God, a smart watch at least.
I don't like the look of them. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back on track. Go ahead.
Hi.
Is this Keto?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Keto.
I heard a clip from Jesse Ventura that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got that?
I don't have it. Yeah, well, I'll have it for you in just a few moments, okay? I got to look for
that.
Yeah,
okay.
We will get to that.
And one more thing. Uh-huh. Early on when they were bombing boats, I heard some people talking, okay, on the radio, and it was talking about how most drugs are transported by private jet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was important.
Yeah, okay. Yeah that is kind of amazing. Yes, I know. A lot of contradictions.
Right.
I can see that. We'll get that cut from Jesse the Bod. He's not on anybody's side, and he's on Jesse's side.
He's very independent.
Yeah,
all right.
I saw the interview where he actually said it for the first time.
I know, but we may have to bleep a couple of words.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mark is on the line from the SAC. Good afternoon, Mark. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Yeah, as I spent part of my career, you know, doing some audit work for the state, that I'm just wondering have they had an actual auditor come out and issue his qualified opinion, because ironically, an unqualified opinion is better than a qualified opinion, in the audit world, because unqualified means you don't have to have any qualifications to errors you have found or inconsistency you have found in the audit, and that what has not been, what isn't out there strongly enough, is that the people who committed these frauds have already been caught and prosecuted by the state of Minnesota, and
right.
Them to pile on and say, oh, there's all this there. Well, then show the damn documentation.
Right.
I mean, that was what I had to see when I was doing audit work of various kinds, that on some state grants, that I needed to see the documentation, and that I couldn't just say, well, this is fraud here, and, I couldn't have just said that.
Mm-hmm.
Can say that.
Right.
It is just beyond me whether, that part of the reason they're surging these guys is they say, well, we're looking to the fraud. Well, unless these ICE agents have any kind of training at all, accounting or audit work at all, they're not qualified to do that kind of work then.
No. Right.
I mean, it's plodding through the details and looking through the written documentation, and that, all that stuff should be available to, to all the auditors. The auditors are going in on that, because that was one of the things for state grants. As an auditor for the grants, I was responsible for auditing. Mm-hmm. I had access to all the written materials on those grants, period. And that it is just, I don't know, it is just all the stuff you've brought forward today. Oh, they're, looking at our private records for this.
Yeah.
Well, everything should require, the government looks into anything, even if they're getting from a private source, they should have to have a warrant to get at that, because the Constitution is pretty clear that you can't go after our, we're supposed to be secure in our papers, and I can't quote the.
Well, here's the thing, Mark, they have a right-wing media. And these are people not even associated with right-wing media reporting, and the administration is believing everything they're saying. That's crazy.
It is crazy. 19 past the hour, back with more of your calls and texts. 855-752-4842. Coming right back with John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
A little under pressure here. It's John and Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot going on in this country.
Getting a lot of calls, getting a lot of texts. Linda has a comment here on the Facebook side here, saying what investigating is being done. They took away the car of the victim. They kept the weapon used. There was no autopsy report that we know of. Where are the bullets? Yeah, the local authorities were shut out of doing the investigation. However, they could do a civil lawsuit.
Yes.
And they could, they should be able to do an investigation, and I think they're going to sue to be able to do that.
I hope so.
Let's go back to the phones. Carmela from Milwaukee is on the line here. Carmela, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to say, in the face of all this chaos, that we need to keep hope. This morning, I ran across and reposted something. It is called Democracy Sandwich. But they're basically saying, you know, we did this and we boycotted and nothing happened. And we called our Congress people and nothing happened. And then kind of reminding us, or we protested and nothing happened. But reminding us that, you know, companies are reporting losses because we're boycotting them, right? Jimmy Kimmel is back. We did that. Mm-hmm. You know, all the things that we did and the people protesting, resisting, standing up. And I know it's so chaotic and every day we get this. And I just want to say, yes, we did that. Keep resisting. And yeah, it's a long haul, but it does work. And it's so flooding the zone every day. We're getting it and it's overwhelming and it can be depressing and feel hopeless, but having civic media and this community helps me a lot. And I just wanted to share that and say, keep resisting amongst all the chaos. It works.
Okay. Well, I'm with you on that.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yes. Carmela, thank you for that.
See, I want to save my sons the effort.
Yes.
You know, I didn't want them to have to go through all of this, even if it turns militaristic.
Right. Yes.
All right.
Back to the phones we go from Madison. Catherine is on the line. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi, John and Gordy. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I was listening to you in the morning, and this is easier for me to listen to. So I'm kind of glad you've moved up the time slot. Well,
thanks.
Yeah. I was just calling because you mentioned the Debbie Downer, and we just have so much Debbie Downer, and what are we going to do about all this?
Yeah.
And there's one power that we have never really exercised. And it is there. We saw a little bit of it when they took Jerry Kimmel off the air, and people did not buy the various programs, you know, on their TV, and they brought him back. And it just shows that all the money comes from us, really. And if we don't buy, and not just don't buy one thing, like, you know, the people that give this Kimmel show, if we just don't purchase anything except the absolute necessities of life, like medication or whatever, they will fold. And we've this general strike. And we have never really had a successful one. But I'm thinking if they don't have the election, we should have a general strike.
Yeah.
And just see what happens then.
I hear they do that in Europe.
It's not going to like not making money.
Right.
Yeah.
They do that in Europe. That's what they do. It's an economic boycott.
Right.
That's about all we got left. I mean, we're losing everything. We can't even outspend them for elections yet. Really, support the best people that you want to be in there. But there's going to be a lot of money on the other side, you know. So we can't. That's hard to do. I'm not saying we got to work on all that, but I'm just saying if they do something like they don't have the election, that can't happen.
I know. You know? I agree, Catherine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate your listening in the afternoon.
Now. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, spread the word.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, we have the Jesse Ventura cut.
Yes, this was a couple of days ago. Jesse the Body Ventura had something to say
some
about.
Reporters out there asking, "Hey, what do you think of?"
He's in Minnesota.
The former governor.
That's right.
And he unloaded. Let's listen.
Here we go.
You want to know something? I'll give you a quote. We're a third world country now. You want to know why? I'm an expert. I've been to them. I spent 17 months in Southeast Asia while the draft dodger was playing golf. Right? You know how I know we're a third world country? Because in third world countries, they have the military doing their police work in the cities when you walk around. I was in the Philippines the day Ferdinand Marcos declared martial law and went under dictatorship. We went from nobody to a guy with a machine gun on every corner. That's what happens in a dictatorship. In comes the military. That's what's happening here. And people better wake up to it. You want to read something? Then read your history of Germany and start comparing the tactics of what happened in 1930s Germany to what's happening here.
The person I
Read history. You learn from history. Any time you have the loss of life that needlessly happens, that's tragedy. And what occurred yesterday did not have to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah.
He went on, like it is.
He went on to bash both parties unmercifully.
Right. Yes.
So anyway, but yeah, he's threatening to come back and run for governor. So.
Yeah. Okay. We will continue after break for the news. It's John and Gordy. Stay right here.
Little Touch of Gray.
Yeah. Grateful Dead. Yeah, we lost another one. Bob Weir.
Yeah.
Passing away at the age of 78.
Well, he was the last of the original.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, no, I think Mickey is still...
Is Mickey around yet?
The drummer, yeah. I believe he's still...
Wow, okay. I spoke too
alive
soon.
Alive and kicking.
I hope you... That's not the kiss of death right there.
Way to go. Yeah. Anyway, Bob Weir was a great songwriter, great guitarist, and, you know...
Yeah. I liked... he did a ballad, and it was just incredible. I'll try to think of the title of the song when I have a chance here. But let's get to other things that are going on in Minneapolis. One ICE agent in Minneapolis shifted the focus from immigrants to Americans, just like that, as a woman was recording him and the other ICE agents there. Hmm. And, in fact, he took her phone at the end of this conversation. So I just want you to hear... this is breathtaking because it really just says it all. This is their attitude now. They have immunity, remember? Yeah. Absolute immunity. Mm. So let's listen to, which, by the way, no one's talking about. It's crazy stuff. Immunity? Them? All right, 165. Let's listen to that.
Shame on you.
Listen. Have y'all not learned from the past couple of days? Have you not learned?
Learned what? What's our lesson here? What do you want us to learn?
Following federal agents.
Give me my phone.
See? Took the phone away. Slapped it away.
Now, I've seen some legal experts saying they don't have absolute immunity.
Yes, they don't have it.
They have some selective immunity, but it's completely wrong to say they have absolute immunity. They don't.
All they're doing is lying. Right?
Yeah.
And this is... Border Patrol agents warning two white women in separate SUVs to stop trailing them and not to impede their actions. Let's listen to cut 162. All right.
Can we see you following us, interfering with us, honking your horn, blocking our cars? You have a very high probability of making a really bad decision and being arrested today, okay?
I think I'm making exactly the right decision.
Oh,
then why are you giving her a warning?
I'm giving her a warning to not interfere with what we're doing, to not make a bad decision today and ruin your life.
Ruin your life?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, alrighty. Thank you. Have a good day.
I hope you have a terrible day.
Okay, thank you. Watch out, it's slippery.
Yeah, there's a lot of ice around here.
Just so you know, if we continue to have you follow us, okay, have fun. Don't make a bad decision today.
Wow.
Don't interfere.
Yep, there you go. That's and they just go from car to car to car, giving those warnings.
Mm-hmm.
And like the other agent said, didn't you learn your lesson the last 2 days?
Right. Yeah.
Wow. And don't make a bad decision today and ruin your life. Just amazing stuff. This is MS Now's Catherine Rappel. She had this particular editorial comment. Let's listen to this. Cut 163.
It is also all of their allies in the right-wing media ecosystem. So I want to play a little bit of what we've heard from the right-wing media in the past couple days.
I grieve for her family, but there are consequences to your actions.
She was a disruptor, though she considered herself a legal observer.
If you want to block a street, if you want to hinder and harass law enforcement, that's your responsibility.
I realize a woman died yesterday. I'm sorry, but that was her own doing.
I remember when these very same voices were decrying government tyranny under Obama, government tyranny under Biden, so much government tyranny that that's why we all need guns, that's why we should tolerate gun deaths, because we need to arm ourselves against that government tyranny. And yet these are the very same voices and their listeners who are cheering on this president as he sends out ICE agents to shoot U.S. citizens in the face, as he sends out the military to occupy U.S. cities, as he, you know, tries to get comedians taken off the air because they hurt his feelings, as he deploys forces to snatch brown people off of the streets for no apparent reason. That's the tyranny we should be concerned about, right? It's not just Trump. He has collaborators.
Mm-hmm. We have a text here from CJ.
Oh.
And he writes, follow directions or bang, you're dead.
Is that the world you want to live in, CJ?
Really did say that. Now, I would have expected maybe a question mark at the end of it, make it a little ironic, whatever. I'm not quite sure. Okay, we've got these. Catherine came into the studio.
We've got these plastic whistles. Okay.
Whoops. I shouldn't do that right into the microphone.
But you heard some whistles in the background there while they, when we were playing the recording of those ICE agents warning people to stay back and to behave themselves.
Yeah, could we have gotten a little higher pitch on these things?
Yeah, so we have these available. Wherever we're appearing next, I'm not sure where we are appearing next, but we will put together something and hand out some whistles.
The John and Gordy anti-ice whistle?
Yeah, I think so.
Or ice alert, maybe?
Now, I'm seeing some reports here, and we got a heads up from one of our listeners here that federal agents removed computers and other personal belongings from the home of ICE agent Jonathan Ross following the fatal shooting. And but they swooped in and they were wearing masks and everything. So the feds have taken over all that stuff that maybe the local authorities might have gone after. But we'll continue to track things as it goes along. Well,
Brett writes, if it's obey or bang, you're dead. Why were there any survivors on January 6th? Yeah, we could have really cleaned house. None of them would have had to stand trial.
Yeah.
That's a surprising comment, CJ. I think you have to kind of double check here.
Yeah, CJ apparently knows how to use the text, but doesn't know how to use the voice note, which we told him if he wants to get on the air, he wants to hear his voice on the air, could use a voice note.
Well, we ask everybody to use the voice note.
If he wants to get his point across, he can do it that way.
And if you don't like it, you could always, cancel it and do another one.
Yeah. There you go. Let's head back to the phone. Cindy is on the line from Appleton. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Hello again. Well, I just wanted to let you know, I was at an event yesterday in Madison at the Wisdom Ministry, whatever it was. It was the whole day. It was a couple hours about white Christian nationalism, and that's where I got that Seven Mountains mandate from.
Okay.
But the whole whistle thing is to give to your neighbors and start alerting your neighborhood when you see ICE agents come into the neighborhood.
Yes,
that's basically what is behind this.
Right, we failed to explain that. Yes, that's the idea. You blow the whistle when ICE agents are in your neighborhood, and hopefully other people that have whistles also do the same, just to alert people that, they're in the neighborhood.
It is not to harass them. No. It is to alert others to their presence.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you for pointing that out, Cindy.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate that. Let's head to Madison. Dick is on the line. Good afternoon, Dick.
Yeah, I said this to you last week. This is nothing more than state-sponsored murder. I'll stand by that. Mm-hmm. And I'll stand by this next statement. CJ's got to be the dumbest human being on earth.
Okay.
CJ, I will a cage match. You and me.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm serious. Dick. This is a heart attack.
You know, okay. Well, you know, John and Gordy are looking for some kind of major event.
Yes. All right, Dick.
All right, Dick, we'll think about that one. You know, maybe, you know, WWF really became very popular when they started marketing themselves in the right way, and they had a big match. What do they call it?
Well, they had cage matches.
No, is the big events. I just watched a documentary on this.
Okay. Well, we had Jesse the Body Ventura's comment. He was part of the WWF, and then he became one of their announcers after he sort of semi-retired.
But I think people would probably go to this and see what happens.
So what, do we want to set up cage matches?
Ultimate fighting
between our listeners?
The migrant fighting league?
I don't think that's a good thing.
Between our listeners.
It's not a good road to go down. Idea to me.
Yeah, I think
we're peaceful people.
We should definitely spitball this, toss it around the table.
We'll workshop that. We'd like to promote peace and democracy.
Before we come out with anything like
cage
that.
Cage matches.
Oh, my God.
Royal Rumbles. Yeah, that's what it was, the Royal Rumble. Okay. Yeah,
so you remember the interviews with protesters who don't know really why they're out there protesting. You know,
right.
We've seen this a lot in media, especially in right-wing media. They always try to make it seem like, in fact, No King's Day, they went out and no one knew why they were out there for No King's Day. I don't know how many people they went through before they found somebody who was just there because they went along with a friend and really didn't know what was going on. But anyway, Sean Hannity thought he had this thing all wrapped up.
Really?
He sent a reporter out to try and embarrass a Minneapolis protester, and he chose the wrong guy. So I have to hand it to the reporter who was handling Hannity's questions, did a damn good job of reinterpreting. This is the cut. This is fantastic stuff. Let's listen. Oh, wait. You know what? We don't have time.
No, we do not.
Doggone it.
Well, let's get to another text
here. I have this
great
intro. It wasn't a great intro.
Okay. Well, we can get back to that. But let's take another text here. Larry from Deerfield says, great show. Thank you for that, Larry. FYI, Jesse Ventura was a Navy SEAL and combat veteran of the Vietnam War. As he mentioned, what I find intriguing is that now he's become a member of the Green Party, so he's critical of both parties for their failure to address the climate change. And as a former fellow of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, he's no dummy. Eccentric, yes, but he's no one's fool.
I agree.
That's a good point. You know, he did become governor of Minnesota, and he was very independent in doing so. And he's not a dummy.
He caused a lot of trouble at WWF. He wanted to get he wanted to get some kind of union at WWF, which would kind of destroy, you know, getting all these wrestlers for almost nothing.
Right.
To get out there and just work like 24 hours a day, which they did.
Yeah.
And he tried to put a stop to that by organizing the wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's a smart guy.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah, what a long, strange trip it's been, right? More of the Grateful Dead. And
Hannity coming up in just a few moments. You've got to listen to this. Pick the wrong protester to ask the question.
We'll come back to wrap up today's John and Gordy show after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's John and Gordy in the afternoon here and kicking things around. And as I promised, wanted to get to Sean Hannity trying to corner a protester by making it seem like protesters don't know why they're really protesting out the street. They're just out there because they're paid protesters, and he thought he had a live one, and we'll get to that right now. Let's listen to this.
Have you spoken to any people, or can you speak to anybody that's marching right now and ask them what it is that they're marching about?
Yeah. Excuse me. Can you tell us, what are you here marching for?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, my ears are ringing a lot, so I don't know if I'll hear perfectly. But, yeah, I'm just here because I think it's absolutely disgusting what ICE is doing here. I think it's absolutely abhorrent that they're kidnapping people. I'm disgusted that they murdered an innocent human being. And, yeah, the entire thing just absolutely abhors me. This has to stop immediately. What we're seeing right now is, frankly, an ethnic cleansing. It's disgusting.
Hey, Garrett.
And it needs to stop. And I'm glad that there's so many people out here trying to stop this, because it's just abhorrent. We
Garrett,
need to stick together to stop this.
Does he have a concern that the woman was driving her car at an officer? Does it concern this individual?
When you saw this video that is out, did you have any concern that it looked like this woman may have been driving her vehicle at the officer?
That's not what it looked like to me at all. And I mean, like, even if you did assume that was the case, which it absolutely is not, we are supposed to train officers to be responsible in these situations and judge the situation objectively, look at it reasonably. Like, there just absolutely is no justification for this. But again, looking at the video from both angles, I know that there was another clip that came out earlier today from, like, a different angle. You can very clearly tell that she is evacuating the scene. There is, like, absolutely no evidence that there's, like, any, like, attempt to drive the vehicle into the officers.
Garrett, last question. What should we do with people that don't obey our laws and come into the country illegally?
Ooh, he's got him now.
What do you think we should do with people that have come into the country illegally who are here, is the question.
I think they have the right to be here, frankly. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I think they have the right to be here. I think that's just a basic human right is freedom of movement. We recognize that in the United Nations Charter. That, in my opinion, is just a fundamental human right that all nations ought to recognize. And I'm glad that some people are standing up for that basic human right.
And what's your instrument of choice?
It's a minute twice. I just found a bell in a bag. Someone was handing out free stuff, so there we go.
Okay. Isn't that great?
All right.
This guy had an answer for everything, and it kind of blew up in Hannity's face.
Even if you disagree with him about their right to be here, they do have a right to due process.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But there's a major thing.
There's a lot of reasons why people seek refuge in the U.S., and each one of those has been stopped. So, there's something wrong here, and I think it has a lot to do with racism. Mm. DEI has replaced the simple word of racism now. So they're trying to preserve racism in this country by eliminating DEI. Got it. All right, but anyway, that was kind of a fun thing to listen to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to correct something I said earlier about the original Grateful Dead and who's still around. Mickey Hart wasn't part of the original band, but he joined them a little bit later on in 1967. He's still around, Mickey Hart. I mentioned him. And
yeah, he's been there a long time.
Bill Kreutzmann, the other drummer, is the sole surviving original member. Okay. That's that. Coming up on Schwab's show a little bit later on, right after we're done here and after we get through some news, he'll be talking with comedian Rob Brackenridge and also nutritionist and Sherry Stoka. Okay, up on Pete Schwab's show.
All right.
Catherine Lake is entering the studio right now.
Way to get in this country. Write a check, John.
What?
Write a check.
Okay, write a check.
Write a check. You can get in the country. You get a gold card.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's $10 million? Or I can't remember. I did see the story. It's like $100 million.
Well, there's different levels. You know, there's the gold card. There's the platinum card. We don't know anything about the platinum card yet.
Well, that's true. Right. There you go. Okay. Yeah. I forgot. Yes, you can buy your way into the country.
Well, that and you can get work visas. You know, that's another thing. Work visas and temporary work permits, those kind of things get you in, but they want to eliminate all of that.
Well, it's something that, you know, you don't think about is that they're trying to take people into this country if they can afford it.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. All right. CJ's upset about something completely different.
You know,
he wants, please tell Charles about my challenge about It wasn't Charles, actually, CJ. It was a different listener was that was challenging you.
Or, No, it was Dick. Not. It was Dick.
It was Dick, yeah, actually. So,
sorry, Mark.
Got too many things flying through here right now.
Three or four people in the ring, and that's not going to go well. I was going to play, but we'll play this tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was going to play Bucks coach Doc Rivers. He had a comment about what's going on in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was a great comment from him. You know, I used to be a big fan of the Milwaukee Does.
Milwaukee Does?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. They were a professional women's basketball team.
They're no longer around.
No, they're not around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great name, right?
Yes.
Bucks and Does.
The Bucks and the Does.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense
but
to me.
I enjoyed women's basketball because they didn't have the natural tendency to stuff the ball in the basket. They actually had to use talent.
Shooting
they
skills.
They had to shoot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Throw the ball around a little bit
and
more.
And, man, were they good. You know, it was really, it was fun. I love women's sports in regards to basketball.
All right. It's going to wrap things up for us. Tomorrow on the show, Dr. Jim Conway will join us. We're going to be talking about healthcare and vaccinations. And Pete Schwabe is coming up next. That's it for John and Gordy. Have a great evening. So long.
So long now. See you later.
Bye-bye. We're out of here.
Good. Yep.
Adios. Au revoir.
Sorry, you have to go.
Got to leave now. Stand by for the explosion.
Was it something I said?
Yeah.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.